I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, September 19th. Concerns about Eastern equine encephalitis has forced a change in the Quincy High School football schedule due to updated Triple E restrictions in Concord. Quincy High School varsity football will now play Saturday at noontime at Concord Carlisle. Freshman football will play this Friday at 5:30 at Veterans Memorial Stadium. And junior varsity football will play Monday at 5:30 at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The ferry terminal at Squantum Point Park at Marina Bay in Quincy will be getting a major upgrade. City is getting a $4.2 million federal grant to modernize the pier, including a new pier, float, and ramp system. The grant from the Federal Transit Administration is part of the $300 million bipartisan infrastructure law and will update the 30-year-old facility. The MBTA currently operates the ferry to and from Boston and Winthrop, but the T says it wants to expand ferry service to include Milton, Weymouth, and Braintree. The ferry currently averages around 5,900 weekday trips and 1.5 million trips annually. The MBTA took over the ferry service from the town of Winthrop last year, and ridership, they say, has increased 135% compared to last year. The Quincy Historical Society has a new executive director. Alexander Elliott has been appointed by Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch to succeed Dr. Ed Fitzgerald. Elliott joined the Historical Society in 2017 to help with the Howard Johnson's exhibit and became curator in 2019. Elliott is a trained archaeologist and has a Master of Arts from the University of Edinburgh. Elliott also served as a tour guide on Boston's Freedom Trail and an assistant at the historic Fairbanks House in Dedham, as well as an educator at the Edward M. Kennedy Institute for the U.S. Senate at the JFK Library. The mayor says Elliott's salary will be funded from the state's hotel-motel tax. Longtime director Dr. Fitzgerald will assume the title of Emeritus Director. The Quincy Historical Society was founded in 1893 and is located in the Adams Academy building in Quincy Center. The Quincy Planning Board has approved a proposal to convert a two-family home into a 16-unit apartment building near Quincy Center. The board last night unanimously approved the plans for the development on Newcomb Street, with conditions that the developer must adhere to parking regulations, drainage controls, and rebuild the sidewalk. The project will include 16 parking spaces. The project still needs approval from the Zoning Board of Appeals and the Affordable Housing Trust Fund Committee. Also last night, Planning Board continued a hearing on a proposal from the South Shore YMCA to add a two-story, 11,000-square-foot addition to their building on Coddington Street until October 16th. Emergency crews rescued 21 people on Monday after a boat ran aground in Boston Harbor. A Massachusetts State Police spokesperson said the incident happened about 6 p.m. Monday at Rainsford Island. Boston Police and State Police personnel responded. Although everyone was rescued, a Boston EMS spokesperson said one person was taken to an area hospital. State Police said children were among the people who were rescued. The marine towing company Sea Tow responded and worked to recover the boat that ran aground, though police said crews stabilized the vessel. They were not able to fully salvage it. A Sea Tow representative said crews plan to return to Rainsford Island today in hopes of towing the boat to shore. Massachusetts Environmental Police had assumed control of the investigation into the incident as of last night. Several people are recovering in the hospital after a multi-car crash on the South Shore. Hingham police say about 12:45 yesterday afternoon, an SUV driving north on Main Street crossed over the center line and struck a southbound van, causing the van to roll over. The SUV then hit another SUV head-on before coming to a stop. Four people were taken to the hospital with injuries not considered to be life-threatening. Traffic was diverted from the area while crews cleaned up the wreck. The driver of the SUV, who crossed the center lane, was not wearing a seatbelt. It's unclear if they'll face charges. Cause of the crash still under investigation. A new prosecutor is set to oversee the Karen Reed murder case when it goes before a jury for the second time early next year. following an announcement from the Norfolk County DA's office yesterday. With Reed's new trial scheduled to begin in January, Norfolk County DA Mike Morrissey announced he had tapped former prosecutor-turned-defense attorney Hank Brennan as a special assistant district attorney assigned to the Reed case. Morrissey said Brennan has expertise in handling complex law enforcement matters. Brennan's courtroom experience includes time spent as a defense attorney for Whitey Bulger in his high-profile 2013 trial. Brennan addressed his new role in a statement saying, quote, "I assume full responsibility and all obligations for prosecuting this case and will do so meticulously, ethically, and zealously without compromise." I checked business news this morning, and stocks opened the day in negative territory. The Dow was down 103, the NASDAQ dropped 54, and the S&P lost 16. Asian markets are higher after the Fed kicked off its efforts to prevent a recession in the U.S., with a bigger-than-usual cut to interest rates at a half a point. Dollar and the euro are higher, oil at $73 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox beat the Rays in Tampa Bay 2-1. Play again tonight at 6:50. Of course, Patriots are at the Jets tonight at 8:15. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, scattered showers, rather muggy with a high 70. For tonight, lingering rain, low 63. Showers and windy tomorrow, high of 69. Some scattered showers Saturday, high 66. Sunday, cloudy, high 66. Out on the water, waves 2 to 3 feet. Northeast wind 10 to 15 with gusts to 20 at a high tide 12:49 p.m. Sunrise 6:28, sets at 6:45. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, September 19th.